Thank you, Chair. Can you hear me, please? Yes.
Yes, I
Perfect.
can
Thank
hear
you.
you. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Thank you, and distinguished delegate. We would like, sorry, to first welcome the interim report of the Intergovernmental Working Group on Drought and acknowledge the excellent work done by the four task groups and their members, which is underpinned by an integrated drought management framework. The work of the IWG provides an opportunity to better understand and inform parties of the relationships between land-based interventions and drought mitigation, including the role of the land degradation in increasing the risk of drought impacts and the ability of communities to adapt and to recover from drought. Moving from a reactive to a proactive approach to addressing drought is a direction we very much support. We would like to underscore the point made in previous interventions in that we would like to see the IWG's work result in enhanced access to existing knowledge, information, and resources at the regional, sub-regional, national, and sub-national levels. Going forward, we would also like to see further examination of existing regional and sub-regional programs and capacity for monitoring drought effects in vulnerable communities and ecosystems, as well as the identification of current capabilities and available opportunities for exchange among the parties to strengthen human and institutional capability and monitoring system. Moreover, in our view, practical linkages between drought management and climate smart agriculture approaches could be examined. Beyond meteorological consideration, climate smart ag can offer a useful framework for implementing economically viable agricultural intervention and promoting practices that strengthen resilience and prioritize mitigation and response measures to drought. Otherwise, farmers may not be adopting any drought mitigation measures. Finally, we would appreciate that the intergovernmental group look at ways in which economic tools and financing mechanisms could be potentially used to scale up investment and incentives, behavior change in order to increase drought preparedness and resilience. As others have said it, we would welcome further exploration of what role the private sector could play through innovative finance mechanism, as an example, to channel increased resources toward high impact investment in support of drought adaptation and mitigation efforts under the convention. I thank you, Mr. Chair. Over to you.